From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Banks have reopened in Egypt today, and there's more traffic on the streets, but the country's stock market remains closed, and pro-democracy protesters are not leaving Cairo's main square. Chants of "Down with America" have been heard there today. Protest leaders say they're not satisfied with concessions announced by the government. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says protest leaders are holding fast to their key demand.
The opposition wants Hosni Mubarak gone, and that certainly was not conceded to. On the government side, they announced that they will be forming several committees. There would be a liberalization of the press. There would be a committee overseeing the return to some sort of democratic rule, that also constitutional reforms would be on their way. And yet, the response has been from the protesters, we don't believe this. We don't trust this. Until something tangible changes, there's no deal.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. Egypt's vice president has met with representatives of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood group, the only opposition group willing to meet while Mubarak remains in power. NPR's Mara Liasson says President Obama was asked during an interview on Fox News about the prospect of the Muslim Brotherhood coming to power in Egypt.
Mr. Obama said it was wrong to think that the only two options were the Muslim Brotherhood or a suppressed Egyptian people.
What I want is a representative government in Egypt, and I have confidence that if Egypt moves in an orderly transition process, that we'll have a government in Egypt that we can work with together as a partner.
The president said the Muslim Brotherhood is well organized and ideologically anti-U.S., but he said they don't have majority support in Egypt. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
The president speaks today to a group with which he's had major differences in the past, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It's part of Mr. Obama's effort to reach out to American businesses and find common ground on issues such as creating more jobs. Another indication of gradual improvement in the job market, the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says companies announced plans to cut fewer than 39,000 jobs last month. That's more than 46% fewer than in the same month last year. The Green Bay Packers are Super Bowl champions after holding off a second-half surge by the Pittsburgh Steelers. NPR's Mike Pesca says the Packers also overcame some key injuries.
Charles Woodson, last year's Defensive Player of the Year, was lost in the first half. 11-year veteran wide receiver Donald Driver was lost early on as well. So he cheered on his teammates, including the eventual Super Bowl MVP, Aaron Rodgers, whose three touchdowns prompted praise from Driver.
He's the best. You know, I said it before, He's the best quarterback in the game today.
Packers' defense was also good, forcing three turnovers, which all led to touchdowns. This is the fourth Super Bowl championship for Green Bay and the team's 13th title, including the pre-Super Bowl era. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Dallas.
This is NPR News. The final results of Southern Sudan's referendum on independence are being released today. The BBC's James Copnall says the figures are expected to confirm that nearly 99% of voters in the south want to secede from the north.
After years of war and suffering, now the Southern Sudanese will get the chance to rejoice. Southern Sudan will become an independent state in July. The south is ethnically, culturally, and often religiously different from the largely Arab and Muslim north. Many Sudanese trace the country's problems back to the British colonialists, who governed the two regions separately but kept them as one nation. Since Sudan's own independence in 1956, the south has fought two civil wars in which more than 2 million people died.
The BBC's James Copnall in Khartoum. Online firm AOL is buying the Huffington Post News website in a deal valued at $315 million. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports Huffington Post co-founder Arianna Huffington will manage the new media group.
Tech analyst Rob Enderle says the acquisition is another sign that AOL CEO Tim Armstrong is trying to reshape the once powerful internet icon.
AOL buying stature and a significant amount of it. The Huffington Post in its space is arguably the most credible, powerful publication of its type.
At one time, AOL was the leading online access provider, but AOL suffered a steep drop-off in advertising sales and dial-up subscriptions in the last quarter of 2010. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Sound of a parade through New York's Chinatown marking the Lunar New Year, thousands of people turning out to welcome the Year of the Rabbit. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for